seen the movie Major League 2? Sure, most of you have seen the first one. Second one wasn't nearly as good as the first. There was a great line in that second one. Manager Lou Brown talking about a winning streak.
All right, you guys, let's listen up. We won a game yesterday. We win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak. It has happened before.
Well, Bemidji State is the hottest team in the CCHA. Not only the hottest team right now, the hottest team of the year. Bemidji State has taken points in seven straight league games. Michigan Tech did that from November 17th to December the 8th. They've certainly fallen on hard times since. Bowling Green took points in six straight games. That streak ended last week. St. Thomas, earlier this year, took points in five straight games. Minnesota State, 4. Northern Michigan, 3. Lake State, 2. Ferris State, 2. That's right, their longest point streak, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 games. The Beavers have points in 7 straight, and that's put them in a position tonight to win the McNaughton Cup. Let that sink in. The Beavers can win the McNaughton Cup tonight. Their goal? To finish what they started. I'm gonna finish what I start. Finish what I start, yeah. Finishing what they started certainly isn't going to be easy. Head coach Tom Ceratori.
It is hard. It's a hard trophy to win. Marathons are hard. And this is what the regular season is. The regular season is a marathon. You know, the playoffs are a sprint. Totally different. Totally different dynamics. Because during a regular season, there's a lot of there's a lot of different games. And there's times during the season where you're playing extremely well. There's times where you're not playing well at all. You're trying to figure out who you are. And there's times it's 50-50. So there's a lot of emotions and there's a lot of things that go into a season. Again, your level of play, injuries, there's just so many different things that go into it. So, no, it is. It's hard winning championships. I'm gonna finish what I start. I'm not gonna quit until I finish. I'm not gonna stop until I'm done. I'm not gonna walk away until it's over.
How'd the Beavers get here? By taking 5 out of 6 points for the third straight week. Last weekend, a 6-5 overtime win on Friday. A 3-1 win on Saturday. Sure, the Beavers got goals by Kyle Loft. We expect that out of a fifth-year senior captain. They got a goal out of Eric Polkamp, the league's defender of the month. We expect that. Beavers got a goal from Vince Corcoran. Just his second of the year. Well, that certainly works this time of year.
A deflection off of the faceoff went right to Corcoran. Corcoran, between the circles, it hit something, turned straight left. Beavers lead 3-0.
And we couldn't tell the story of last Saturday without telling the story of Matias Scholl. Made an unbelievable save on a penalty shot, then made another equally dazzling save later. He may have just saved the day for the Beavers.
Lucas Wallen. A right-handed shot cuts towards the top of the left circle, glides his way in between the circles, and Matias Scholl takes it right off of the glove. Leighton Rowe feeds Irie. Irie hands it right over all alone with a backhanded shot, and Matias makes another save. Could have just as well been another penalty shot. Beavers handed it right to Matthew Gleason, who came in all alone, and Matias Scholl just held his ground.
Bemidji State currently 4 points up on Minnesota State Mankato, 6 points up on Michigan Tech and St. Thomas. They've clinched home ice for next week, but they want to clinch the McNaughton Cup tonight. Corner of our pregame show next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.